You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This month is Movember. Movember is a charity and men's health organisation that encourages people to fundraise for men's health issues such as mental health, suicide prevention, prostate cancer and testicular cancer during the month of November. This morning I spoke to Robert Dunn, the country manager for Movember New Zealand, about the Movember charity, what initiatives have taken place this month to fundraise for men's health and how people can get involved. I began by asking Robert, what is Movember?
Movember's a charity and men's health organisation and has been going now for over 15 years. And I suppose at our core we're a peer-to-peer fundraising platform and we get people to go to the website movember.com and to grow, move or host is sort of the three ways to participate in Movember and hopefully throughout the course of the month have a lot of fun but also a huge amount of conversations around men's health and take on board some really important men's health information from us and also that activity across those three ways to participate is a really successful fundraising mechanism as well. So, we're able to go forth with those funds and fund men's health programs focused on men's cancers, mental health and suicide prevention. So we've sort of funded over 50 of those to date and the way things are going at the moment, we'll be able to do a lot more. So I suppose that's Movember in a nutshell and predominantly it's around the moustache and the conversations that moustache creates.
Awesome. And I suppose just for those people that might have heard about Movember before or have seen buses driving past with moustaches on them at the moment, is it just about growing moustache in November or what sort of initiatives are taking place across the country to fundraise for Movember?
Certainly at our core, growing a moustache will always be, our main activity and something we really want to champion because sometimes growing a moustache for 30 days is not that easy and we really want to acknowledge and highlight those people who do grow. And heaps of what you do see is around the moustache, whether it be on buses, on vehicles, on billboards, but also on faces. And you get people doing all sorts of things, reverse moustaches, mullet and mows that the boys of Hauraki are doing. That comes in all shapes and sizes, but then also another way to participate is to move, and a lot of people grow and move, or moving, making a commitment to be physically active is a great way for the most sisters to get involved in as well, and we have, people really, excuse the pun, run with that in terms of doing all sorts of running challenges, but also we've had guys go up and down Mount Eden X amount of times till the same height as Mount Everest. We've got Tori Whelan, the most sister, who's walking for 654 minutes on Saturday around Hagley Park continuously to acknowledge the people that we lost to suicide last year, and she's got a bunch of people doing that with her throughout the Saturday. We've got Johnny Hearn, a local policeman in Auckland, who is running around a number of the police stations in full combat with a bunch of mates as well to raise awareness of mental health and suicide prevention within the police force and the first responder community. So it's sort of the amazing thing about Movember is that, in some ways we're just the roadies for the band. It's all the people who, they just grab the campaign. It all means something a bit different to everyone and they all participate in a slightly different way. But the reality is they're all out there trying to, support men's health and men's health initiatives here in New Zealand, which is awesome. And there's just, I could go on and on about all the different, amazing pieces of activity that people do.
Yeah, it sounds awesome. It sounds like some pretty hard challenges for people out there which is amazing.
Exactly.
Yeah. How have you felt the uptake with fundraising for Movember go? I suppose I'm just sort of thinking about obviously COVID-19 this year potentially inhibiting people's ability to do as much as perhaps they could have in the past, or do you feel like it is just growing more and more as the years go on?
Yeah, it is growing. I feel really lucky to be able to say that because like you say, there is some maturity there and we have been going for a long time, but this year, will more than likely be the most significant fundraising year we've ever had, and it's pretty amazing when you consider what you just said, that the last 12 to 18 months have been extremely challenging for a lot of people, and so you know, we don't take any funds that come our way lightly. We really appreciate it because, you know, we know that there's a huge amount for people to consider at the moment. But I think it's sort of, it's one of those double-edged things at the moment. I think because of the challenges that we've gone through and I think men's health or health is very much at the forefront of people's minds. And what I'm really enjoying or really loving to see this year in particular is just how genuine the support for Movember is. Like, I'm, you know, I don't know how many Zoom presentations that I've done this Movember to large groups of people, all sorts, whether it be community, corporate, run clubs, just all sorts. But there is just a genuine want and desire to help. You know, like, the acknowledgement of the issue is out the gate, and there is a genuine desire to help, to get information that's going to help themselves, their friends, their co-workers, etc. It's really motivating as sort of someone who's working for Movember, and we're trying to get as many people as possible good information, and to see that energy and that desire to support us and their work, their colleagues and their friends is just, yeah, it's awesome. It's so good this year.
Fantastic. Now, just finally, because we are coming towards the end of November now, how can people get involved?
I mean, it's never too late to jump on the website and register, because, you know, that's where all the information is. That's where it says, you know, all the key men's health messages. That's where it shows the different initiatives that we fund with the money raised. So, but, you know, if you do feel it's too late or didn't want to sign up, you can certainly donate to any friends, family that are participating. Like I always say, it's sort of one donation, one conversation all makes a big difference. So, you know, please do, whether it's $10, $20, whatever it is, it all really helps. And if you haven't got someone you know in your close quarters who's participating, you can just donate to the foundation via the website as well. So, you know, we've got a number of fantastic programs at the moment that that we're funding, and hopefully off the back of a strong year this year, it puts us in an even better position to fund more initiatives helping Kiwi men. So any support is very much appreciated.
That was Robert Dunn from Movember New Zealand speaking on the charity and how people have been getting involved this year. If you are interested in getting involved yourself in Movember or donating, please head to nz.movember.com.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.